Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
We didn't want to use a realtor, but we ended up having to because we couldn't get people to come. So we used a realtor, had to, you know, eat that cost, you know, finally sold, and we got the money back, and it came out to be $30,000. $30,000 may sound like a lot to people listening, but this is the big mistake. If you're doing the work for 6 months, $30,000 between two guys is not a lot of money at all.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I am joined once again by Gabe Peterson. Now, Gabe is relentless, and if you're wondering why I say that, why I say all the time that he's always getting back on his feet, well, it is because of episode 24. Go back and listen to that episode. He is always getting back up and at him. And right now, it is with real estate and his podcast, The Real Estate Investing Club. But he also failed to foresee all that could go wrong with his second home flip. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us, and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Gabe Peterson, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Ready. Let's do this.
All right. I'm excited to have you on. We've had you on before, and you've mentioned that you do real estate. Of course, that's what you're doing now. You have a real estate podcast. But you have also experienced failure within real estate. So why don't we dive into that? Why don't you tell us a little story here?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm glad to be back on talking about my failures. Everybody loves that. So this is the third failure that I'm talking about you guys with. The first one was e-commerce, my six stores that I started there. And then the second one was my digital marketing agency. And we're finally on something that I have succeeded with. But within that success, I have had a failure, and I'm going to dive into that with you guys. So this one, this came off, it was an off-market lead, and you know, I was negotiating with the seller. He wanted $115,000 for this property, and in this, the property is located in Bremerton, Washington, which is Seattle. You know, prices are sky high. Bremerton, it's not as high. So I figured the ARV, the after repair value of this property, was going to be around the 220 range. And you know, 115, 220 in your mind, you're thinking, oh, there's plenty of spread. But in real estate investing, there's a lot of costs. You got carry costs, you got rehab costs, you got buy and sell costs. So there's a lot of things that kind of eat away at the profit. So I negotiated with him. I was like, no, man, this isn't going to work. 115 is not going to work. We got to do 85. 85 is max. And after some pretty serious negotiating, he finally said, okay, I'll do 85, but I want to split your profit on the back end. This is mistake number one. I want to split the profit on the back end. At this point, I had left my corporate job. And so this was my source of income. I was like, I had to make this work. Mistake number two, flipping houses is not a source of cash flow. It is, I can get into detail on that, but I'm going to stick with the story. So I said, yes, I said, okay, 35,000 or 85,000 and we'll split profit on the back end. So, all right, let's go. So me and a friend, actually, we went in on this together and we decided that we were going to do the work, as much of the work ourselves as we could. And this was, I don't know if it was a mistake, but it was definitely a challenge. And so, you know, we started doing the work. We did all the demo. That was a lot of fun. Mistake here was that I am not a contractor. I'm great at running a business, growing a business. I'm great at analyzing real estate, negotiating with people, not a contractor. I was hanging drywall and it just wasn't looking right. So finally we were like, all right, we're hiring out, you know, these jobs. We hired them out and, you know, things started popping up. you know, the foundation was, it was sinking. And so we needed to add a joist in there. The, what was the other thing? Well, first when one of the contractors walked into the garage, which we had hung drywall, me and my friend had done it ourselves. He looked up and he was like, "Who did that? That is horrible." And I was like, "That was us." So anyways, we got to the end of the project 6 months later. We'd been working on this day and night, working on it. It was stressing us out. Gone to at least 1,000 Lowe's trips. I don't know how many times I went into that store, and got to the end, and we decided we wanted to list it ourselves because, you know, we wanted to make as much money as we could. And I put it on the market, and again, crickets. I put it on Zillow. Nobody came. We had an open house. Maybe two or three people came. But nobody who was able to buy it. So we finally broke down, and I had been looking at the numbers at this point, and I was like, shit, man, we have blown through what I had expected. I think our rehab costs was, I want to say 80,000. And so if you do the math, you know, we're up to 165 all in. And this is without buying, carrying, or selling costs. And so, you know, we had to add that on in. When you buy a house or buy and sell a house, you have to, we didn't want to use a realtor, but we ended up having to because we couldn't get people to come. So we used a realtor, had to, you know, eat that cost, you know, finally sold, and we got the money back. And it came out to be $30,000. $30,000 may sound like a lot to people listening, but this is the big mistake. If you're doing the work for 6 months, $30,000 between two guys is not a lot of money at all. And then I remembered, shit, we have to split this with the guy that I had negotiated with. And so I drew up the sheet, basically a P&L essentially for the flip to show him what the numbers were. And in there, I put in a line item for our own work because I want, you know, we would have hired that out. Two contractors, but we did the work. So I was going to pay us for that work, as our own contractors. And he went against it. This guy, he owned businesses. He was pretty wealthy. So he got a lawyer, he hired a lawyer, and fought us on it. We were these two dudes. We didn't have any money. We couldn't hire a lawyer to fight against it. And so we were just like, fine. And so we walked away with just nothing in our pockets. I mean, we did, you know, we were profitable, which is good. So that was a silver lining. But it was, in my opinion, a failure because of the work that went into it and what we came out at the end of it with. Now, again, I know we're going to go into lessons, but there was a lot of lessons there, and I wouldn't really change it. But it was definitely a failure when it came to real estate.
That is brutal. Yeah. So I'm curious, as you share the lessons with us, I'm curious what kind of advice you would give to people going into real estate or people who would like to go into real estate, what kind of advice you would give them to avoid similar pitfalls.
Okay. Well, first of all, flipping is not what you see on HGTV. Flipping a house, there's a lot of knowledge that you do need. When you're flipping, you're essentially making yourself a job, but there's nothing wrong with that. If you like that, flipping, you know, if you like picking out pallets and, designing the house and, you know, figuring out this wall's load bearing, we can't tear it down. This one, we should tear down, open it up, blah, blah, blah. If that's your gig, go for it. But it is a job and it takes a lot of time and you have to babysit contractors. Contractors, you'd think that they just do what you ask, but they're not going to. So I would recommend not getting started in flips. There are many ways you can get started in real estate that does not include having a ton of cash.
Then I guess now that you're in real estate, what more are you doing as a real estate investor? And I guess as that one bulb, that idea that you have that's working for you now, go ahead, brag a little bit, and now's the time to plug all your stuff too.
Our main bread and butter is buying rentals and holding them. So single family, multifamily, and then we're closing on a mobile home park out here in George, Washington. So single family, multifamily, mobile home parks, and RV parks is kind of where we focus. I also have a podcast called The Real Estate Investing Club.com, where I interview pro investors on how they grew to the success that they have today. So if you want to learn how to do real estate investing, check out The Real Estate Investing Club podcast, or you can go to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com. We also have a course that we're launching to help beginner real estate investors get started and not repeat the mistakes that I did. And we have a mentorship program, both one-on-one and group. So if you want a little bit of accountability and a little bit of guidance, that one's for you.
That is fantastic. Well, Gabe, thanks for joining us once again on Broken Bulbs.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Alex.
And thank you for listening. We didn't have time to get into it in this episode, but over on his podcast, The Real Estate Investing Club, Gabe goes into the details of how to really do a great job in real estate investing. Highly recommend you check it out. Special thank you to Gabe for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including his podcast, like I mentioned, which I have linked down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. It goes a long way, just making us warm and fuzzy and helping people find us. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host, and the podcast artwork was by Bethany Gustafson. The music we use in this podcast is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.